So today was the legend of the poinsettia, and perhaps you noticed that except for the exceptional poinsettias that came from the choir, there were none. And I have to say, you know, that's what the willing suspension of disbelief appeared to be working here very well. But the problem, of course, is that I'm extremely allergic to poinsettias. And so somehow they had to do the play without them. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was great. Pageant Sunday is, in spite of the angst, my favorite Sunday every year. What made this year's pageant special, aside from the costumes and the laughter and the hullabaloo, was the song that Pancake Lunch wrote. They wrote it themselves. And they sang, "It doesn't matter what your thing is, it just matters that you bring it." These lyrics mirror the words of our stunning angel. There she is. In the pageant, when she said, "Any gift is beautiful because it is given." Now, these are great lines to keep in mind, but they are oh so hard to live, because you see, we all live in a bubble, most of us at least, and we are mostly going to be inundated with exactly the gifts we asked for. And most of us expect no less. So whatever Pancake Lunch sings, our Christmases are like to look as if getting exactly what I want really is the most important thing. I mean, that's what it looks like. And that's true for me, too. I know that it's the thought that's supposed to matter, the giving that's the good thing, whatever it is. But between you and me, what I really want to be able to say this Christmas morning is, "Oh, guess what? I got a Mazda Miata." Still, those words from Pancake Lunch's song do haunt me. It doesn't matter what your thing is, it just matters that you bring it. Giving from the heart rather than getting what you want is what is supposed to really matter. And I can think of one way this coming holiday season that this can be true. I can think of one case where even though a gift costs you nothing cash-wise, the fact that you give it is everything. This is what I mean. Over the course of these holidays, this is true. Over the course of these holidays, you will sit down to eat with many friends and relatives, including the ones who get under your skin. You will sit down with friends who speak unkindly of you behind your back. You will sit down with cousins, other relatives perhaps, who refuse to do their fair share when it comes to helping out with gramps and grandma's special needs. You will sit down with people who are so full of themselves and so full of their egos that they never once look you in the eye and ask, "But how are you?" And the only thing that you can give these grumps and grinches and ogres that is beyond price, the only thing that you can give them is the gift of yourself without condition. You can give them your listening ear, your attention and care, perhaps even, perhaps, your love. You can offer all these irksome people the same kind of homage that the wise kings offered Jesus. And I don't mean gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but the wise men offered their bended knee in adoration. It isn't easy offering these irritating others homage. And it's rarely, rarely fun to give yourself, though, as the three kings in Bethlehem bent their knees for Jesus, to make a point of being all there for the other, no matter how little the other impresses you, to remake the other person into a thou, whether she deserves it or not. This is the gift that is most beautiful because it is given. And this is the thing that matters most because you bring it. And this is Christmas. Amen.